Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy, and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs, and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance at home and work to look, feel, and function at your best. I hope you get a ton of value out of this, and please subscribe so you never miss another episode. Hey, it's Ollie here from The Meta Project. Today, we're going to walk you through the five dials of running your body like a business, taking the time to look back and really understand how we can create the same caliber, the same standard for your life as we do with your business. Taking the time to look at what areas are dragging you down, what's the weakest link, and taking the time to find a way to add this in at an actionable level that you can do every day. This isn't about more discipline, more willpower, more hard work. It's about making sure that you can show up in a way that you're proud of long term. So many business owners, contractors, and high-level professionals get past that 3 to 5 year level of really pushing the hammer, and they start to notice their body really slowing down, their drive, their passion for what they do on a day-to-day basis is not at the same level. So this energy management, this awareness of the five dials is such a crucial part of getting you back on your side and understanding where your focus, where your linchpin is right now to create those steps moving forward. So watch right through to the end and help identify where you need to start so we can really help build out a game plan from there. I really hope this is helpful. Hey guys, I hope you're doing well. Jumping on live Thursday. Today, I want to dive into understanding how to align body and business. I think when we're in a space, if we're career driven, we're professional in that field, we are a contractor, we're a business owner, we're putting a lot of work, a lot of energy into projects, into tasks, into our work. And we find a lot of joy in it. But I think over time, what we start to see is that we start to lose energy, we start to lose drive. And ultimately, that ends to less passion and less ability to perform at the level you want to perform because you just don't have the energy anymore. And what I've noticed both in myself and with plenty of clients that we've worked with is, you know, that first 2 or 3 years of business, you can generally get through with a level of momentum, adrenaline to make things happen. But as we get deeper into the space of, you know, finding what works and doing more of it becomes repetitive, becomes a process that is not as engaging. And if we're not careful of our own personal energy, we start to really notice that our level of work or our quality of work even starts to decline. So what I've seen is as we get to that 3 and 5 year period with a lot of business owners, it really comes down to energy management, right? There's lots of fancy things you can do in the business world, but it really, at the end of the day, it's very simple. If you're not showing up as the person that you need to be in order to conduct yourself in a way that is presentable, is high level, is energetic, is something that your customers are attracted to, you need to have a level of energy daily, consistently, that comes through. And that doesn't come from another coffee, right? Eventually that stuff starts to wear out and we need to start to be more present, more aware of what's really going on and what are the things that we can put in place, really take ourselves seriously, look after ourselves, our health, our energy, and our ability to show up on a day-to-day basis. So that's really what I want to give you a little bit of insight into today, is a little bit of training that we're building out for a couple of our partner programs with mastermind groups and business collectives, trying to understand how we can make sure that on a day-to-day basis, people are in a space that they enjoy and they ultimately they're able to do this consistently long-term without feeling drained, run down the whole time. Because there's a lot of business owners out there that, you know, if someone offered them half of what their business is worth, they'd walk out tomorrow because they're so worn out, they're so burnt out, and they're not in a position to continue long-term. So that's really my goal today, is to help you break that down. If you're someone that's in that space, not just a business owner, but also contractors and people in high-level exec positions that feel like you're really running out of steam and you don't know how much longer you can put this in place, I want to simplify this down and aligning your health with business. And this is really going to be a conversation of how you have a certain standard for your business and you don't have the same standard for your health, okay? And when we can start to run our body like a business, we can start to look at the dials and metrics that we need to have in place. It starts to give us a much more tangible component of focus and also gives you a lot more expansive awareness of what that really looks like. And the Meta Project, Meta literally stands for more expansive, more integrative, and more aware. And I think being able to align both business and health into the same realm of really how you show up and how you make the most of your time on earth, I think it really, really starts to make a big difference. So without any further ado, I'd love to walk you through what that looks like from the space and starting to just have a bit of a conversation of breaking these down through the five dials that we set. So the first one that we tend to look at here is the energy dial, right? This really, at the end of the day, is the CEO. If we've got low energy, we're sluggish all the time, it's really going to show up in every area of our life. We need to be really aware of these components that start to drag us down, right? And ultimately, a big part of this is where we start to see systemic impacts of where are we really going with our work? Where are we going going with our training? Are we excited about what we're really driving for? If we're just going through the motions and we're just doing it because we have to, right? I think that's a space that becomes very gray and very unmotivated and very quickly. So taking the time to really extend this out over 5 years, I think is really important, both in a business setting and personal. It's taking the time to really envision what that looks like in 5 years. How do you look? How do you feel? How do you act? What does that person look, act, and feel like? So I can start acting that out today. And really looking at this from an identity level, it's a huge component. So it's no longer something I have to do, it's something I want to do. And something that I really enjoy about a lot of the clients we work with, it's no longer about the six-pack abs and beach days, it's about how I can show up on a day-to-day basis, feeling and looking the way I want to feel and look. And I think that really comes from placing more importance on the actions we do daily, as opposed to glorifying the external result. I hope that makes sense. So when we look at low energy, right, our opportunity to procrastinate is much higher. When we're always drained, we're run down, our focus is certainly not there. And when we take the time to really get clear on what our main target is for today, really delegate anything that's creating noise around what we need to do, we need to start getting very comfortable around what that looks like. I mean, we've done some really cool stuff with clients around meal prep and understanding nutritionally. What does that really look like if they notice that food is their biggest limiting factor? Most people know how to eat the right foods, that, you know, the 80-20 rule at least, right? Most of the right things. But it's making sure we actually have that food in the fridge. We have set up our meta fridge in the way that we know that the key elements are there. Now, is this something you get someone else to help with? Is this someone that you bring in HelloFresh or whatever? Trying to make sure that we're removing some of those extra thoughts. And I think the closer we can get to simplifying our day and getting rid of that decision fatigue makes a huge difference, right? So the big one at the end of the day is this recommit, refine, and refocus. And if you feel like you're going through the motions, I think a big part of this that I went through personally is, are you actually writing anything down? Have you planned anything out? Have you got some structure that you're really walking through? And if you don't have someone in your corner, especially on this health space, but you're investing into business and you've got all these business targets, it's quite clear, it's quite easy to see how some of these targets might be missed. So that's really the energy dial. That's the first one we look at a lot. The second one, I've put sleep here, but really this is recovery as a whole, right? This is our HR department. This is the one that we all know we should be spending more time on. And ultimately, if our employees, our contractors aren't happy, then we're not happy. It's the same with sleep. We can talk about nutrition training all day, but if we haven't taken the time to look at our recovery, our foundation of health, then we're going to notice all of these things are dragged down with us, right? So starting to look at things like your mood, your cognitive focus, your insulin sensitivity, there's so many systemic impacts that has. And the very simple thing is most people just are not breathing. And taking the time to look at how we can build that back up or start to focus on how important foundations like a routine, the amount of like exposure and awareness of where the day that looks like, and making sure we're really looking at really good foods that fuel the day, all huge components of how that systemically shows in other areas of your life, and ultimately that performance front as well. All right. The next one here is physique or body. Really starting to understand physique or figure, you know, if you want to go male or female here, to take the time to really look at solid operational fitness. And I think for most people here, a really good framework that I like to use is most people here tend to focus on hard work, right? Especially on the male side, hard work's the goal. And if that doesn't work, then we try some new things. And we'd put this under the category of guesswork. But the big focus that we really need to start looking towards is making sure that we have a framework, one that's reliable, one that's sustainable, one that we can actually focus on for good. And this is where we start to look at the difference between willpower and hope and trying to, you know, focus on more discipline rather than actually having a system in place that's going to work long term. And this is where, from an operations standpoint, we've certainly seen the business space, and I see it a lot, is, you know, systems are reliable where humans are not, right? Taking the time to put those systems in place so that when you're tired, when you're run down, when you're in a space where you feel, you know, it's just much easier to get the takeaway on the way home or just skip that workout today because things are too busy. That's when willpower has run out, right? We make it so hard on ourselves because we think the only thing required to get in shape is simply more discipline, right? When I had this photo shoot taken a little while ago, I don't think it was a particularly hard prep because I designed my lifestyle in a way that it just became very easy to dial it in the way I needed to for that shoot. So taking the time to look at that, I think systems is a huge part of that as well. The fourth one here is social. I think this is a really, really important part, and especially after the last 3-4 years, we've started to see how much an impact social connection really has on health. And I think it's a component that most people really don't consider when we start to look at how this is going to be a long-term sustainable approach, is we can't have our chicken and broccoli in the corner while the rest of our family's having, you know, a nice tasty meal, right? The goal here is how we can integrate this into every day. How can we make sure that that what we're eating and how we're moving and what we're integrating in from a health standpoint is not only allowing us to feel better, but actually the people around us really get the benefit from that one also, right? So understanding the social aspect, understanding how we're actually blocking that time in, right? It's amazing how many people have a different personal to business calendar. Make that one calendar and block the people that you care about most into that calendar so it becomes a priority again, all right? Not just for them, but for you as well, all right? Social connection is a huge component of both that mental and physical health. We need to take the time to look at that. And this last one, again, a little bit of a play on words with the marketing space. You know, a lot of people go too broad, right? Niche down and find your people. If you're noticing that you're hanging around or being around people that drag your energy down, you need to be mindful of this, because it doesn't matter how well you exercise and train. If you're around people that are dragging you down the whole time, you're never going to feel like you're in a space of feeling fulfilled, feeling energetic, feeling happy, really, at the end of the day. And I think that's a really, really big part of it. All right. And then the last one, one more thing I say on this is, you know, one thing we always talk about here is your motivation's only ever as good as your environment. So this part, last bit's a really, really important part. If you're not around any other people that are healthier, are in this space, that really are looking after themselves, this becomes much, much harder. I can't tell you how many business owners I've talked to that run their own pubs and own certain restaurants that they find it really, really challenging to get in shape, because the only people they've ever surrounded themselves with are always eating out every night and drinking every night. And it's very, very hard to break that routine if you're constantly in that space, right? If you're an alcoholic, you're not going to try not to be an alcoholic in a pub, right? You're going to try to remove yourself from that space. And environment is a really, really big part of that. All right. The last one here is joy. And this is the client success, that client fulfillment when we look at a business space, right? At the end of the day, nothing matters if we're not happy. What are you doing to fulfill what we call our joy cup? This is a big part that we use inside of our inside the Meta Project. It's taking the time to really insert you back in your week, right? We're not someone to just get up, go to work, pay the bills and go to sleep. We need to make sure that we're adding something in there, adding a bit of color into the gray, and making sure that what we're doing is inserting our hobbies, our creativity, letting our hair down moments, whatever that might be. And for many of us, we know how much of an impact this has from a vacation standpoint. I know far too many people that are in a space that book 2 week holidays. I was that person, book 2 week holidays so that first week we can recover and then the second week we actually have a holiday. So if you're noticing that come through, it's getting an idea of how we can insert those little drops of us back into our day, into our week, to make sure we're really front loading that space and making sure we can show up effectively day to day. All right. So last question I have for you here is, I'd love to know just in the chat below or in the comment section, which department is really your bottleneck here? Of all the five that we went through, we've got energy, we've got recovery, we've got body, we've got social, and we've got our joy, right? Which one of those departments is your bottleneck? If you just throw that one in the chat, I'd really like to get an idea. Hopefully this is really more of, as I mentioned, a more expansive, integrative conversation and more aware of what areas we can really focus on moving forward. I think ultimately, at the end of the day, that's the goal, because we want to make sure that we are looking at health as being a part of our life that builds us up and ultimately adds to our life rather than drags it down. And I think that's the space that, you know, you're never going to make healthy eating and exercise a long-term habit if it's a dream. If it's something that's draining you, if you have to do it, right? This is something you get to do for you, not to you. And that's a really big shift here. So hopefully that allowed a little bit of shift in dialogue, in changing potentially how you look at certain components of this, and just stepping back and really understanding how much of a ripple effect this has in other areas of life to make sure that you are really looking after you. If you set the standard for your business over here and your standard for yourself is way back down here, that baseline is eventually going to drag back down, because your energy and how you show up on a day-to-day basis just simply isn't on par. So if you want to raise that standard for work and how you show up on a day-to-day basis, especially if you've been in the business space for 3, 5, 10 years, you've been a contractor and hours really matter, you know, there's so much here where we really need to just be more proactive in our approach rather than reactively fixing everything that's urgent. Take the time to look back, see what's important, what's really going to take and make the biggest difference long-term. And there's no point worrying about wealth if you don't have health, right? I think another way we've put it is, we all have tons of wishes until we don't have a health, and then we've only got one. So let's be smart. Let's take the time to look at this a little bit earlier on and how we can really integrate us back into a day, because we're the most important part of it. If we stress out, if we get to the point that our health is such an issue that it drags, you know, it stops us in our tracks and we can't do the things we need to do, all of that shit gets put in a bucket and given to someone else, right? We have to look after ourselves to have that capacity, to have the ability to do the things we want to do for more than a couple of years. So let's look at this a bit more long-term. Let's make sure we look after you. And remember, change can't happen long-term from hate or from self-loathing. It has to come from a place of self-compassion. So let's look after yourself, raise the bar. And if you'd like to dive into this a little bit more and understand what this looks like for you individually, how we can help you build out this personal roadmap, build some metrics, some stats, some stats around what you really care about and what that looks like and how it applies in your life, then I'd love to reach out and go through that process with you and see how we can potentially help too. I hope you have an incredible week. We're moving house over the weekend, so it's going to be absolutely chaotic here. I'll take the time to have a little bit of time for me and make sure that we're back here for next week. Hope it's all good on your side. We'll talk in soon. Bye. This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you could just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.